This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Autism Spectrum Disorder and Comorbid Schizophrenia, Clinical Practice Guidelines. Clinicians face growing challenges in diagnosing and managing patients who present with both Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, and schizophrenia, according to new practice guidelines published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. The dual diagnosis requires specialized approaches that differ significantly from treating either condition alone. 312% estimated prevalence of schizophrenia among adults with autism spectrum disorder. Diagnostic challenges in ASD schizophrenia, comorbidity, key clinical considerations for differential diagnosis, social communication deficits, 92%, repetitive behaviors, 78%, sensory processing issues, 65%, diagnostic clarity, 34%. Source, CMAJ Practice Guidelines, 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. Overlapping symptoms complicate diagnosis. The clinical presentation of ASD and schizophrenia shares several overlapping features, making accurate diagnosis particularly challenging for healthcare providers. Social withdrawal, communication difficulties, and unusual behaviors can appear in both conditions, requiring careful differential assessment. According to the World Health Organization, autism spectrum disorders affect approximately 1 in 100 children worldwide. When schizophrenia co-occurs with ASD, the diagnostic complexity increases substantially, as outlined in recent clinical updates. Treatment approaches require modification. Standard schizophrenia treatment protocols may need significant modifications when treating patients with comorbid ASD, according to the CMAJ guidelines. Antipsychotic medications can have different effects in individuals with autism, requiring careful monitoring and dose adjustments. The guidelines emphasize the importance of involving autism specialists in treatment planning. Behavioral interventions proven effective for ASD may need to be adapted to account for psychotic symptoms, while traditional psychosocial interventions for schizophrenia may require modification for patients with autism-related communication challenges. Long-term outcomes and family support research indicates that individuals with both ASD and schizophrenia often experience more severe functional impairment than those with either condition alone. Family education and support services become crucial components of comprehensive care, as highlighted in recent quality and safety discussions. The practice guidelines recommend establishing multidisciplinary teams that include psychiatrists, autism specialists, behavioral therapists, and social workers. This collaborative approach helps address the complex needs of patients with dual diagnoses while supporting their families through the treatment process. Individuals with ASD and comorbid schizophrenia require specialized treatment approaches that account for both conditions simultaneously, with careful attention to medication sensitivity and communication adaptations. CMAJ Practice Guidelines Working Group, Canadian Medical Association Journal, 2023. Key takeaways. Comorbid ASD and schizophrenia affects an estimated 3 to 12% of adults with autism spectrum disorder. Overlapping symptoms require specialized diagnostic approaches and multidisciplinary assessment teams. Treatment modifications are essential, particularly for antipsychotic medications and behavioral interventions. Family support and education play crucial roles in comprehensive care planning. Frequently asked questions. How common is schizophrenia in people with autism? Studies suggest that schizophrenia occurs in approximately 3 to 12% of adults with autism spectrum disorder, which is significantly higher than the general population rate of about 1%. The exact prevalence varies depending on diagnostic criteria and study populations. What are the main diagnostic challenges? The primary challenge is distinguishing between symptoms that are part of autism versus those indicating schizophrenia, as both conditions can involve social withdrawal, communication difficulties, and unusual behaviors. Careful clinical assessment by specialists familiar with both conditions is essential. Do treatments for schizophrenia work differently in people with autism? Yes, individuals with autism may respond differently to antipsychotic medications and may require modified dosing or alternative approaches. Behavioral interventions also need adaptation to account for autism-specific communication and sensory processing differences. As our understanding of neurodevelopmental and psychiatric comorbidities continues to evolve, these practice guidelines represent an important step toward improving care for individuals with complex dual diagnoses. The emphasis on personalized, multidisciplinary approaches may serve as a model for addressing other challenging comorbidity combinations in clinical practice. Source: Trouble du spectre de l'autisme et schizophrénie concomitante.